Our first public hearing is change of zone number 2003, KAR Farming Company LLC.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I am going to recuse myself from this one.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a HI1 heavy industrial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County, containing 167 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the west side of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13, and the northeast side of East Newton Road, which is Sussex County Route 584. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 530, Map 16, Parcels 11 and 12.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the legal description for the properties, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I would note we have 16 letters of support, although one or two of them appear to be duplicates, and they include Delaware Department of Agriculture, Delaware Farm Bureau, Georgetown Chamber of Commerce, Delmarva Central Railroad Company, and I would note we received 3 mail returns and no opposition. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Hunt.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chairman Wheatley, members of the Planning Commission, and staff. For the record, my name is David Hutt. As you know, I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. This afternoon, I am representing the applicant for change of zone application 2003, which is KAR Farming Company LLC, which is a subsidiary of Mount Air Farms, as you can see on the screens around the room. As you can see sitting behind me are a number of people that are here to assist in this application as needed. There are quite a few from Mount Air. I will not introduce every one of them. I will just indicate some of them, and if they could just raise their hands rather than me pointing them out. But here with us this afternoon we have Phil Pilar, who's the president of Mount Air, David Bledsoe, who's the director of line operations, Jerry Wright White, who is the senior director of line operations, Scott Thompson, who's the vice president of operations services, Zach Evans, who's the community relations manager, Clark or J.R. LaPearl, who's the regional feed mill manager, Catherine Bassett, who's the director of communications, Tanya Rogers-Vickers, who's the director of environmental services, and Sam Parker, who's the director of grain facilities. Needless to say, if you ask a question about poultry, I suspect we'll be able to get the answer in the room this afternoon.
We'll begin to wonder if they had to close the plants.
The property that we are here for this afternoon is located immediately west of Route 13, which is the red line that heads from top to bottom on the screens, and immediately north of East Newton Road, which most people would probably refer to as Route 404. In other words, it's the northwest corner of the intersection of Route 13, Sussex Highway, and 404, which many residents of Sussex County are very familiar with because it's the left-hand turn that you make when you're headed to the Bay Bridge from areas south of Bridgeville. As was just introduced by Mr. Whitehouse, this application seeks to change the zoning designation for those two tax parcels, which are highlighted on the screen, which comprised approximately 167 acres from AR1 to HI1, which is, as you know, is the county's heavy industrial district. At the outset, Mount Air asked me to thank the county, Mr. Whitehouse and Mr. Lawson in particular, who were instrumental in helping to expedite this request this afternoon and get to public hearing very quickly. And I think part of the reason for that is because if the county council ultimately acts favorably and gets a favorable recommendation from this commission, there will be 87 permanent full-time jobs in the very important agribusiness industry here in Sussex County. As the commission knows, the agribusiness industry, whether it's through agriculture or forestry, is one of the dominant forces in Sussex County's economy. This afternoon's application, rather, is one that supports agribusiness at a number of levels. At the very base level, of course, it provides an outlet or place for farmers to sell grains and crops. And of course, on the other end, it provides poultry growers with a source of feed for their poultry farms and houses. Not only does KIR Farming request a favorable recommendation from this planning commission because of the significance of agribusiness to Sussex County's economy, but we hope you agree through the materials that you've seen in the record and then through this afternoon's presentation that this is one of those applications that simply just makes sense. When you see the location of it, where it is in Sussex County, where it is with respect to transportation, and where it is with respect to similar uses in the area. And then when you reflect upon the Sussex County's land use tools that it has available to you, hopefully you will agree that this simply makes sense. For anyone who is not familiar with the property, I wanted to quickly describe the property and its neighbors in a little more detail. As I indicated, Route 13 forms the eastern boundary of the property. The property's southern boundary is East Newton Road, or Route 404. And the property's western boundary has two neighbors. One is the Delmarva Central Railroad, which, as you can see, also runs from top to bottom on the screens. And the neighbor that where the cursor is located right now is DelDOT, which has its Bridgeville Maintenance Yard at that location. The property's northern and final boundary is a wooded area that contains the Polk Branch and the Grubby Neck Branch, which ultimately feed into the Nanticoke Branch, which ultimately feeds into the Nanticoke River. The significance of highlighting the boundaries of this property is that it highlights the significant transportation features that are available. Everyone in this room would recognize that the roads I just described, Route 13 and 404, are major highways of Sussex County, and DelDOT and the county agree, as DelDOT classifies these as other principal arterials, and the county's zoning code defines both of these roadways as major arterials. Of course, the third part, the third side on the western side, is another transportation feature, which is the railroad, which is one of the key reasons, and you'll see that in a little bit, as to why this location was chosen as a potential location for a feed mill. Consistent with those readily accessible transportation features, the state strategies map shows this site as being located in level two along East Newton Road, and as you move further away from that, as being in a level three area. As the commission knows from prior applications, level two areas are areas where the state anticipates growth in the near-term future. And it is stated in the state strategies that state investments and policies should support and encourage a wide range of uses in these areas. It goes on to state that this is a these are priority areas for job creation and retention. And of course, this afternoon's application is the tool that allows a job creation and retention in this area. Similarly, the county's 2045 future land use map reflects the nature of this area and this afternoon's applications. As you can see on the screens, the property is again highlighted, and it is purple in color, which means that it is the industrial area on the future land use map. And you can see the properties immediately to the west and some to the south are also within that same industrial area. And the property that is not within that area, the property that is beige in color, is another one of Sussex County's growth areas, the developing area. And that property was actually the subject of a change of zone application in 2020, which I will talk about a little further in a moment. On the east side of Route 13, you can see more area that is within the developing area. And then you can see what surrounds the property on the northern edge, where there is no coloring. That is, of course, the county's low-density area. The zoning map, as you would anticipate, reflects the future land use map that we just saw. You can see a mixture of industrial, the grayish colors, and then the commercial colors are, of course, the red that you see on this map. And the industrial areas are the areas on the south side of East Newton Road, and we'll talk about those uses in a moment. Then there are various commercial uses on the eastern side of Route 13. As I mentioned a moment ago, and many of you will likely recall, in 2020, there was an application filed that was known as Change of Zone 1919. The same property owner, Newton Farms, filed an application for the property where the cursor is located, seeking to change the zoning classification of 23.7 acres from C1 general commercial to LI2 or light industrial 2. As many of you will recognize, that application was approved by County Council, and the first 8 acres of that rezoning is actually under construction now, as that's going to be the future home of Miller Metal. There are several conditional uses in the area which also reflect the commercial and industrial nature of the uses for this area just north of Bridgeville. One of the conditional uses is, of course, the DelDOT maintenance yard, which is the immediate neighbor to the west. The immediate neighbor to the north actually has two conditional uses that are shown, and they are for warehousing and a small contractor flex space area. If you drive past it, and you may know the business, it is actually the location for Arctic Air. To the south, if you go down Emma Jane Lane off of East Newton Road, there's a number of conditional uses, which are Sharp Energy's natural gas compressor stations. Just before the meeting, Mr. Whitehouse was showing me the new Eagle View feature on Sussex County's tax map, which may have more up-to-date aerial imagery than this. This is the most up-to-date Google Earth aerial imagery. I just wanted to quickly highlight a couple things that will be important. One is, of course, as the commission knows, the Woodbridge School District has its high school campus located a little northwest of this site. You can still see the DelDOT maintenance yard. And then there's businesses along Route 13 where the cursor is located is Insight Homes, and just south of Insight Homes is A.C. Schultz. If we focus in on the industrial uses that exist in this area, they exist presently on the south side of Route 404. If we start at Route 13, of course, the building right when you make the left off of Route 13 is where O.A. Newton is located with its farm and ranch hardware and irrigation store. Right next to O.A. Newton is the Lindenmere store. And then, of course, you have the site that I was just describing. You can see the Miller Metal building being constructed on this Google Earth image. And as you head, if you were to make a turn then onto Emma Jane Lane, there is the News Print Shop right at the intersection with East Newton Road, Old Dominion Freight Line. Then this, the images you see here, this is a solar array. And as you travel back all the way to the end of Emma Jane Lane, there is, of course, the Eastern Shore natural gas compressor station. On the opposite side of the railroad tracks that form the western boundary of the property we're here for this afternoon, that same set of railroad tracks leads to Purdue's feed mill and granary. Pictures of each of those were included in your project book. This afternoon's application does seek a change of zone to the HI heavy industrial district. This property certainly meets the bulk area requirements, as there's a minimum requirement of 2 acres with a minimum depth and width of 200 feet in either direction. Water and sewer presently would be handled through on-site systems. The majority of the property is not within a floodplain. The only portion of the property that is within Zone A is right along the branches that I mentioned earlier, as you would anticipate. But those areas that are within Zone A will not impact the ultimate use or development of the site, as they are on the northern boundary line adjacent to those the wooded areas, and will not interfere with any use or development. In addition, if there are wetlands located on the property, they would be in that same area, so any of those environmental features would not be impacted by any proposed development. As is typical of these applications, a service level evaluation request was filed with DelDOT. DelDOT's response to that indicated that based upon the proposed use of a proposed feed mill, which we'll hear a little bit more about momentarily, that the impact on area roadways would be a minor impact. As the commission knows, a minor impact means that there would be more than 50 vehicle trips in a peak hour. and more than 500 vehicle trips per day, but less than 200 vehicle trips in any peak hour, and less than 2,000 vehicle trips per day. DLDOT also noted in its response to the service level evaluation request that it would not require a traffic impact study, and that if the county agreed with that, that the project would be able to avail itself of paying the area-wide study fee that the commission is familiar with. The zoning code describes the purpose of the HI heavy industrial district as being to provide for a variety of industrial operations, to preserve the land in the district for industrial use, and to exclude new residential or commercial development except for certain specified uses deemed appropriate adjuncts to industrial operations. When you see the nature of this area, you can see that there is not residential development in this area. The other uses are commercial and industrial. And this, of course, would provide another 167 acres available for industrial uses. The proposed use of this site, as I've alluded to a couple times, is for a feed mill that would produce 30,000 tons per week of feed. Oftentimes, I think when you think of a feed mill, you recognize there are not outdoor activities or storage of items. So it may seem as though a feed mill might be one of those uses that qualifies as something as a light industrial zoning district where the business and operations occur indoors. But the only industrial zoning district in Sussex County that specifically describes feed mills is the HI1 zoning district, which is, of course, why we are here this afternoon. When you look in the list of permitted uses, a feed mill is described as a potentially hazardous use in the HI1 district. And what that means, as the commission knows, but for the benefit of the public, means that this application will have to complete the hat trick of public hearings. It'll have this public hearing this afternoon and seek a recommendation from the Planning Commission, then seek approval of the change of zone from County Council, and then go to the Board of Adjustment for a potentially hazardous use determination. Prior to describing this project's compliance with the comprehensive plan, I'm going to ask Mr. Evans with Mount Air to describe the significance of this proposed project for Mount Air. When he's done, I will provide some comments with respect to the comprehensive plan. Mr. Evans, if you could introduce yourself to the commission.
Yes, sir. Thank you. My name is Zach Evans, Community Relations Manager with Mount Air Farms. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. I'd like to thank the Commission for your time and the opportunity to speak with you. I'd also like to thank the County for their ability to help us expedite this request so that we can continue moving forward. I want to touch on issues that are pertinent. I don't want to waste anyone's time. I recognize time is of the essence here, but I do want to provide some context on why we feel like this is an important project, not only for Mount Air Farms, but for agriculture here in the community. I'd be remiss if I didn't start by mentioning that this is actually the 100th anniversary of the chicken industry here on Delmarva, which was started right here in Sussex County. So I don't want to belabor you with a story that I'm sure you've all heard, but it's important that we recognize that a very resourceful and industrious woman here in Ocean View, Delaware, actually started this industry in 1923. She typically would order 50 chicks. The hatchery had a mathematical error. They delivered 500 chicks. She did what any good business owner would do. She called her vendor and said, "I can't take these birds." I said, "Miss Steele, we made a mistake. They're yours." So she did what she had to do. Again, she was resourceful, industrious, and an entrepreneur. At the end of that year, she sold all 500 of those birds, and she sold them for 62 cents a pound in 1923, which equates to almost $11 in buying power today. I share that with you because prior to 1923, chicken wasn't something that was a table meat. It was not something we had access to as an affordable protein. People maintained flocks of chickens primarily for eggs. So this really did revolutionize the way that we see this agricultural product that does so much to support the economy here on Delmarva. Fast forward to 1928, there was over 500 farmers who had adopted this business model here in the Delmarva region, and we know why that is. It's because we had the resources to support feeding those birds, and we had the access and proximity to markets and people who wanted to eat those birds who otherwise couldn't have done so. So here we are today, an industry was born. I want to talk a little bit about Mount Air and our humble beginnings and how we got started, because we've been in business just a little bit longer than Miss Cecile Steele. We were founded in 1914, in Little Rock, Arkansas, by Guy Cameron as a feed company. I fast forward a little bit in this timeline because time is of the essence. 1968 is when our current chairman of our board, Mr. Ronnie Cameron, joined the company. Mr. Ronnie Cameron is the third generation of the Cameron family to own and operate Mount Air Farms. Currently, the president of our company is here with us today, Mr. Phil Plylar, and our CEO, Kevin Garland, is the fourth generation of the Cameron family to own and operate Mount Air Farms. In fact, I like to brag that the fifth generation of the Cameron family now resides here in Sussex County. He recently married a great young woman from Sussex County, and they're expecting their first child, where I imagine they will intend to raise their family here in Sussex County. That's all important to say that this is a family-owned and operated business, and this family is here in Delaware, and we're proud of that. We got our foray into poultry in 1977 when we purchased the processing facility in Selbyville from H&H. Since then, we've expanded slowly and strategically, and throughout that process, we've acquired the assets that are necessary to support the farmers that raise those birds. So in 1996, we expanded into North Carolina. In 2000, we purchased the Millsboro complex from Townsend. In 2019, we built a brand new state-of-the-art processing facility in Siler City. Again, all the while acquiring the things, the granaries, the hatcheries, and the feed mills necessary, and investing in those resources so that we can provide feed in a timely fashion to our farmers, and we can be a resource to grain farmers to sell feed. Today, we are a billion-dollar plus business with over 10,000 employees doing business in five states, and we rank nationally as the fourth largest chicken company in the U.S. So we're proud to have our base of operations here in Sussex County. We support 5,000 jobs across the Delmarva Peninsula. Beacon with Salisbury University did an economic impact study a number of years ago, and they determined that direct jobs in agriculture support up to seven jobs indirectly in the communities where they do business. And that's because our farmers and our agribusinesses rely on a lot of third-party vendors, contractors, input providers, and outlets to sell our products. So it really is a network of business that supports agriculture. It's not just the men and women that we see working hard to produce our food. We've got over 580 growers here on Mount Air, we've got 580 Mount Air growers here on Delmarva. Those are family-owned and family-operated farms. That's Mr. Terry Baker right there. He lives on his farm just outside of Millsboro with his wife and his children. You know, Terry will tell you that his introduction into poultry started, like many of us, with Mount Air. He began raising birds, and it's changed the lifestyle for him and his family. It's given them the ability to spend time together and have access to things that they wouldn't have otherwise. So poultry has really treated his family well. I share that number with you also, 580 growers here on the Delmarva Peninsula, because we have more farmers that grow and rely on Mount Air than any other integrator here on the peninsula. You'll see that number is slightly higher in North Carolina, and that's just because we have a breeder operation that actually supports our hatcheries, and that's based out of North Carolina. Otherwise, the operations very closely mirror each other. I'm going to take just a few more moments of your time because I think this is important to recognize who Mount Air is as a community partner and as a neighbor. Our Mount Air Cares program is something that I'm especially proud of because I get the chance to see the outcomes that this program delivers every day. And it really embodies who we are as a company. We say something on a regular basis and we mean it, and Mount Air Cares is how we live by it. We believe in high performance for a higher purpose. We want to do well as a company so that we can do well by our employees and we can do well by our communities. And so if you're from Sussex County and you've spent some time in the area, then I'm sure you recognize some of these programs. The Thanksgiving for Thousands program will celebrate its 29th anniversary this year. At Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter this holiday season at the Selbyville plant, we will have packed over 20,000 food boxes just that are distributed here locally on the Lower Shore. Each one of those food boxes can feed up to a family of four. In addition to doing things like that, those one-off programs, we also donate chicken on a regular basis to support hundreds of nonprofits. In fact, we have a delivery route where once a month we drop off to 45 locations, most of them based in Sussex County in very close proximity to our facilities. We support thousands of local charities, many of which you're familiar with. We've done community outreach and volunteer projects with Sussex Habitat for Humanity, with the Boys and Girls Club at the state level, and at the Oak Orchard Club in Millsboro. And we've also supported local schools in a number of ways, building playgrounds, ensuring that our employees can come volunteer and give back. Giving back can feel daunting, but when you have a company like Mount Air who gives you the outlet and gives you the support to do that, we found that not only do our employees step up, but the community steps up. And that partnership that we have with those community partners really has a multiplier effect in terms of outcomes. COVID, it's long past, it's in the rear view, but I just want to remind folks that having an agricultural partner, having a key part of the food distribution network like Mount Air in your own backyard means that when we fall upon dire times, we're able to help the community in ways that other people may not be able to. So during the pandemic, we recognized that our first responders, our hospital workers, our police department, they were going above and beyond. They were working long hours. They didn't have access to PPE. By the time they got home to the grocery store, we were sold out of protein. And so we made it a point to donate over 350 tons okay, to all of those first responders, starting at our facilities and branching outwards as best we could to make sure we served all of those communities. I won't ask for a poll, but did anyone buy chicken off of the back of a tractor trailer during the pandemic? I joke about it, but this was a very real issue. People were watching food that was produced in their own backyard, and they were going to the grocery store, and they couldn't find that food. And so I think we stepped up, and a lot of agricultural companies stepped up on Delmarva to make sure that our neighbors had access to fresh food. It was a little unconventional. We got health department approval. We sold it off the back of a truck, but we did it the right way, and it ensured that people did not go hungry and didn't go without the food products that their neighbors were raising right here in Sussex County. We respond to critical events and to crises all over the country. And again, that is just something that we're able to do because of the hardworking employees that we have here in Sussex County. So this is our fiscal year 2022 numbers. We just wrapped these up. The ink has hardly dried on some of this stuff, but we wanted to share this with you because this is last year's impact. We came out, we're coming out of the pandemic, we're getting back to business as usual, but this is who we are day in and day out. It has very little to do with a national pandemic and everything to do with culturally what we believe in. So we supported 500 organizations plus last year. We gave away 1.142 million pounds of chicken. So that's a big number. It seems kind of hard to wrap your head around. It's over 2.8 million servings. That's based on a recommended serving size of poultry. We hosted over 25 events where we don't only invite Mount Air employees to give back, but we encourage our community partners and our neighbors to give back. Again, it can be very daunting to think about ways that you as an individual can have a meaningful change in your community, but through partnerships with companies like Mount Air, we help people achieve that and we make it easy for them. 976 volunteer opportunities. We're going to break 1,000 this year, I promise you, and almost 4,000 volunteer hours. So all of that is to say, we believe in this community, and we believe that because of the hard work we do to support our farmers, we can also support our neighbors, we can support our employees, and we can support those partners that we have in business. David alluded to the fact that there was some job creation that went along with this project, and I just wanted to clarify that number that he threw out there, 87 potential new jobs, that's on the low end. We're revisiting those numbers every day to ensure that we're giving you guys the most accurate representation. But there's also a lot of job retention that goes along with that project. So we're really excited. We think this is great for agriculture. We think it's great for the community at large. And I appreciate your time to speak with you all today.
Thank you.
For my benefit, I asked the folks in this room who, as we indicated earlier, have a lot more knowledge about the poultry industry than I do, to help me understand the operation of a feed mill, as that's what's proposed for this site. And so hopefully this will be helpful to someone who's watching online or here who, like me, is not integrated into the poultry industry. And they broke it down into five simple steps that hopefully even I could understand. And you can see that the ingredients like corn are come in, and we're going to look at a concept in a moment, but that comes in whether it's by railroad or by tractor trailer. The ingredients are then blended as a second step into a recipe, and then put into various sized pellets, stored in the elevators that you see. That's the most prominent feature, I believe. And then finally, of course, those pellets are sent out to the various growers. One of the natural questions that I think a person will ask is, why does the area need to be 167 acres? Why is there a request to rezone? It's a fairly substantial amount of acreage to be rezoned to HI, heavy industrial. Hopefully the image on the screen helps to answer that question for you. Of course, I know that Mr. Wheatley will caution myself and anybody else who's here that we are not here for a site plan review this afternoon. And again, this is a preliminary concept, but it's shown to demonstrate why the size of the site is needed. The feed mill operation itself is, of course, these instruments and images that you see here. As you can see, coming off the railroad, there would be a loop. And that is part of the reason, of course, for the size of this facility. As you would imagine, you just heard a little bit that Mount Air has locations in North Carolina as well. Mount Air has facilities that are similar to this. In particular, it has a site, a feed mill site in Scotland County, North Carolina. And you can see that they were just this past year named the Integrator Facility of the Year. And that is a picture of that location in North Carolina. And I point this out not just because Mount Air is, of course, proud of that accomplishment, but more importantly, when you look at the Google Earth image for the North Carolina site, you will see a striking resemblance between that setup and the setup that would be proposed for the Bridgeville location if the commission and council make a positive recommendation and then vote on the change of zone application. Again, you can see the rail loop coming off of the railroad. The plant in North Carolina, of course, these are just aerial imagery to show what that looks like as it functions and operates in its day-to-day operations. Gives you some sense of what that loop and the railroad and operations. You can see the actual mill in the background on that. And this is the actual facility itself. These were the images that you saw on that conceptual plan a few moments ago. And I wanted to spend a little bit of time and describe that image because that is very similar to another facility, which is already located in immediately across the street on East Newton Road. What you're seeing on the screen right now is the Purdue feed mill on the opposite side of East Newton Road. And so that would be constructed essentially on the north side of East Newton Road. Again, that just shows the appropriateness of this zoning classification and then ultimately the proposed use for this area. As I conclude my presentation, I did want to review the compliance of today's application with Sussex County's comprehensive plan. This application complies with any number of chapters and goals and strategies and objectives in the comprehensive plan. I wanted to highlight three of those provisions rather than all of them so that we didn't spend the rest of the afternoon and evening here. First, of course, is the chapter that the Planning Commission deals with most often, which is Chapter 4, Future Land Use. As you know, there's a table that describes future land use categories and then applicable zoning districts. And within the industrial area, not surprisingly, the heavy industrial zoning district is an applicable zoning district. The industrial area is one of the unique ones because it doesn't describe permitted uses and have the same breakdown that the other growth areas do in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. But what it does say is that industrial lands are lands devoted to concentrations of larger industrial uses, including heavier industry, light industry, warehousing, and flex space, and goes on to state that large, more intensive, standalone industrial uses should also be directed to these areas. Again, this is likely why the future land use map designated these areas as industrial. When you see the setup and see the plans and the maps and the transportation, it simply makes sense. One of the themes in Chapter 4, specifically Section 4.4, is that the future land use of Sussex County should be handled in such a manner as to promote farming and preserving agricultural land values and agribusiness. And this does this in at least two ways. You can see it's shown on the screen, but local farmers have a location to sell their grains, and of course growers have a source of feed for their birds. The second chapter in the
comprehensive plan that I wanted to reference is Chapter 9, Economic Development, and Goal 9.3. And as you know, there's goals and objectives and strategies. That's the layout of the comprehensive plan. Goal 9.3 of Chapter 9 says that it is to preserve and encourage the expansion of the agricultural industry, forest industry, and other similar industries in the county. Under that, there are, of course, a number of strategies, and I wanted to highlight two of those. Strategy 9.3.1.2 is to promote and expand land use, zoning, and conservation policies and incentives that keep agricultural economically viable in Sussex County. And then the next strategy, strategy 9.3.1.3, is to accomplish this goal by ensuring zoning regulations accommodate agribusiness, forestry, and similar uses in appropriate locations, including businesses that promote new uses for agricultural products and byproducts. And again, we would submit this as an appropriate location for this type of zoning to accomplish that economic development goal. The final part of the comprehensive plan that I wanted to reference was found in Chapter 13, the mobility chapter. Goal 13.5 states that that goal is to facilitate freight movement throughout Sussex County. And then, of course, there's a number of objectives and goals and strategies, rather. And two of those, strategy 13.5.1.3, is to explore incentives for businesses to switch from truck to rail freight, which can reduce freight costs and road traffic congestion. And the very next strategy is to work with railroad partners to aid in their strategic planning efforts and to help identify potential rail customers. One of the letters of support, as Mr. Whitehouse indicated when he introduced the application, is from the railroad company that's immediately to the west, and certainly matches that strategy from the comprehensive plan. Also, as described by Mr. Whitehouse when he introduced the application, there are a number of letters of support from state senators, or state senator, one of I believe who is here this afternoon, state representatives, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Farm Bureau, DeMarva Chicken Association, and many agricultural business partners, which again just helps to confirm and support the significance of this investment in Sussex County and the importance of this change of zone application. As I conclude, I did want to highlight a sentence from the letter, one of those letters of support, and it's the letter of support from the Delmarva Central Railroad Company. The last paragraph begins with the following sentence, and I think this sentence just sums up this whole presentation, this application, in just a few words, which is, the Delmarva Central Railroad Company ardently backs this generational investment in the sustainable future of Bridgeville, Sussex County, the state of Delaware, and the entire Delmarva Peninsula. That concludes my presentation this afternoon. I'm going to hand a proposed set of findings to Mr. Whitehouse, and certainly myself and all of the folks from Mount Air who are here are happy to answer any questions that the commission or members of the staff may have.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Hutt. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
Well, I'd just like to say that I've observed Mount Air for, I think, 35 years, and in my opinion, there's no better company who cares more for everybody, their employees, their customers, the environment, and you know, the philanthropic type things that they do. I think that the motto Mount Air Cares is fitting for Mount Air as much as anybody. I think it has a lot to do probably with Mr. Cameron and you know his the way he conducts business. And someday, if I live long enough, I would like to have a micro little tiny piece of a company, five employees even, that could do is you know, provide as much for the community and for my employees as what Mount Air does. I think anything that we can do to help them get this thing done. And then I'd also like to say that I'm sure Mr. Warren Newton would be very proud of the family for holding this 160 acres so that we, you know, something like this could be achieved. And I'm glad to see that it hasn't been split up, because it's just the perfect spot, and it's in Bridgeville. And so, you know, it just keeps getting better all the time. So anything we can do to help, I'd be in favor of it.
Well, thank you. And again, as indicated, Mount Air appreciates those comments, but also appreciates that this was expedited so that they can get this project underway.
Ms. Wingate.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mears.
No questions, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
None for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nothing from the staff. All right. Okay, then. Mr. Hutt, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2003 KAR Farming Company LLC? Would like to speak in favor? All right. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Boy, you almost, you're just under the wire. Come on.
Good afternoon. So my name is Richard Wilkins. I'm the executive director of the Mid-Atlantic Soybean Association and a farmer in Greenwood, Delaware. So Mid-Atlantic Soybean Association represents approximately 9,000 farmers in the Mid-Atlantic states, approximately 1.4 million acres of soybeans grown by those 9,000 farmers. Dear Planning Commission members, the Mid-Atlantic Soybean Association is in full support of the rezoning request for Mount Air Farms of Delaware, Inc., KAR Farming Company, LLC. Agricultural crop production in the Mid-Atlantic states is dominated by the production of soybeans, corn, and other feed grains. The Delmarva Poultry Companies are the primary purchasers of this production. In 2021, they purchased $1.3 billion of soybeans, grain, and other feed ingredients. There are nearly 1,400 farm families that contract to raise poultry on Delmarva, and nearly 18,000 employees that work directly for the Delmarva poultry operations. The wholesale value of Delmarva poultry production in 2021 was $4.2 billion of economic value. While these numbers should be significant on their own, we would also point out the number of small businesses and workers that provide inputs, and support services to the grain farmers, the poultry farmers, and the poultry companies. A University of Delaware economic analysis confirmed that every dollar of direct revenue received by a Delaware farmer creates an additional $8 or more of economic activity in our local communities. Agriculture is the largest economic driver to Sussex County and the state of Delaware. Agriculture is also the least expensive type of economic activity for government entities to provide services to. This county and state has been blessed for centuries by the inspiration of work ethic and dedication to community that is exhibited by the agrarian lifestyle and traditional values of its farmers. We contend that it should be very desirable to assure that agriculture may remain a viable pursuit for Sussex County residents. The greater the ability of our agricultural land to provide for our families, educate our children, support our community institutions, provide for our retirements and senior care without expecting or needing support from government, the stronger our social fabric. And the less enticing that it is for the agricultural land to be converted to other uses that do require greater services to be provided by government entities. So this specific rezoning request will allow for Mount Air Farms to make a significant investment in the future of agriculture and poultry production in Sussex County and the surrounding counties. The proposed feed mill project would include advanced state-of-the-art technology in feed manufacturing. It would help to assure that our county and region would continue to maintain a competitive place within the domestic and world market of broiler production. It would relieve the pressure that is currently being placed upon older feed manufacturing facilities that may be nearing the end of their useful life. It would provide for a substantial number of jobs during development and construction, as well as provide for full-time skilled positions once the mill begins operations. The request for zoning change follows Sussex County's long-term comprehensive plan for future agricultural growth in that corridor and tracks the future land use map for these parcels. The intended project would be very compatible with surrounding land use. We, the Mid-Atlantic Soybean Association, became extremely gratified and excited when we see an agricultural company such as Mount Air Farms willing to make investments such as this into long-term infrastructure that may assure that we and future generations of farmers may continue to grow our industry. The resulting change, once approved, will provide additional significance as we celebrate the 100-year anniversary of the broiler industry that was born right here in Sussex County because of the resourceful innovation of Cecil Steele. We have the distinction of not just being the birthplace of meat, bird, chicken production. Sussex County continues to maintain its prominence as the number one broiler producing county in the USA. This request just makes good sense. We ask Sussex County, as well as all other required authorities, to approve this project, paving the way for a continued prosperous agricultural industry and related businesses for at least another 100 years. I'd like to enter a copy of this letter into the record.
They do so.
Thank you.
Have additional copies of any of the commissioners?
We're fine. We're all about computers now, not paper.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, who's next? In favor.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Karen Breeding, Greenwood, Delaware. I am one of the high school ag science teachers at Woodbridge High School. And I'm here to speak on behalf of our program and how this project could influence, as these guys have told you, the future generations that we're preparing to come into the workforce and a career in the ag industry. So we've looked forward to working with Mount Air in what the Department of Education is calling our work-based learning projects. So they are pushing for all of our seniors in their senior year to have what you guys are probably familiar with as an internship or co-op to go out for work-based learning. This facility being really close to Woodbridge High School would be really convenient for our students who have trouble with transportation, that we could help them get there and back. It would help them meet some industry mentors to help guide them in their career path in that ag industry. We also look forward to partnering with Mount Air on projects in terms of the Mount Air Cares projects as well. We've working with them now on a farm-to-table dinner. Our kids need guidance in helping them move into and stay in the ag industry. So a lot of the students that I have today are not coming off of farms. I probably have about 20% of the students that I'm teaching in the animal science pathway that come from farms. So I think anytime we can put an industry location close in their community and push them into that area to help them grow as people, but also learn to give back as Mount Air would teach them as individuals, I think is an important factor that we can offer to today's youth. And there's no better investment than the kids I'm teaching right now. So I think Mount Air serves a good role model for our students. So we look forward to your approval of their plan. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. All right, who's next?
Good afternoon, members of the commission. My name is Holly Porter. I'm the executive director of the Delmarva Chicken Association located here in Georgetown. And I appreciate the time this afternoon. I'm going to try to be brief. We've heard a lot about the 100th anniversary, which we are very, very proud of. But really, I think what's important to note is that this infrastructure is not necessarily looking at the past. It's looking at where we'll hopefully be 100 years from now, which is, again, making sure that we're still raising a wholesome, healthy protein right here on Delmarva, and this type of infrastructure is exactly what's needed. Oftentimes when I talk to folks about our chicken community, we talk about the three-legged stool, and what that means is that's the chicken companies, the five companies that we have on the shore here, including Mount Air. It's our chicken growers. We have nearly 1,300 on Delmarva, and it's our grain farmers, and this is really the third piece of that three-legged stool, in the sense that we need all three free those legs in order to be successful. And so this feed mill really will help, especially on the grain side of the business, even as well as for our growers. And I just wanted to share, and I really appreciate Mr. Wilkins had some 2021 stats, and we actually have some 22 stats that are fresh off of our books. And we, as an industry, we actually spent this year $1.6 billion for feed ingredients here on Delmarva. That included 89 million bushels of corn, 39 million bushels of soybeans, and a little over 420,000 bushels of wheat. And all, most of that, much of that, came from our farmers right here on Delmarva, along with some corn that was railed in using those railroads as well too. So again, and our wholesale value actually topped $5 billion for the value of chicken here in Delmarva. I think most folks know just how important the chicken community is to our economy on Delmarva, and Sussex County is still the number one broiler industry, the most concentration of broiler farms here in Sussex County. We're still leading number one in the country, and we really appreciate and encourage a approval for the rezoning. Thank you.
Before you go, I have a question for you. It really doesn't have anything to do with this application, but since you're here, I want to ask you this.
Sure.
I noticed a couple of years ago you changed your name from poultry to chicken. Would you have a falling out with the turkey people, or what happened?
Well, actually, I'm very glad that you asked, because oftentimes when we get the opportunity to explain the why, it really makes sense. So we are here talking about the meat chicken industry, the broiler industry. And when we say poultry, it's turkeys, it's layers, which are egg laying, and it could be ducks, it could be a lot of others, but that's not really who we represent. We're really here for chicken. And so that was really the basis to make sure that we clarified, because we've had some folks that have been a little bit confused about that. We have a couple small turkey operations here in Delmarva, just a few layers. Few less after high path avian influenza, but so again, really, we are meat chicken, and that's who we represent.
Well, something to be said for saying what you mean.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for asking.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else like to speak in favor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Keep that 3-minute timer on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioner. You know, I'm here this afternoon, Dave Wilson, State Senator for the 18th District, and I'm here in support of this because, you know, it's a lot of it's already been said. I don't want to be repetitious, but I just want to remind you that what this industry has done and what this organization has done for the community, it's already been mentioned, the give back and what they do for Thanksgiving for thousands in the Christmas and Easter program. But when you look at what this program does and what this facility will do for our farmers and agribusiness people in the area and jobs, you know, it's a no-brainer for Sussex County. When you take and see that we don't have the beef industry here, we don't have the swine industry, but we've got the golden calf right here in front of us with the poultry industry. And I just ask that you would give considerable favor for this organization to move forward, because it's all about Sussex County and what we can do to promote the industry of the poultry industry, chicken industry, right here in Sussex County. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, does anybody else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Rob Ryder with O.A. Newton & Son Company in Bridgeville, representing the fourth generation of the family that owns the land, the Newton family. And I'll be brief, especially following Senator Wilson. Sold. Just to give you a little bit of background, our family business started in 1916, 2 years after Mount Air in the poultry industry. My grandfather, Warren Newton, as you said, came back from University of Delaware and decided to breed chickens and also develop feed for chickens. And ultimately, that developed into a live poultry operation. I tell you that for several reasons. And thank goodness we're not in the live poultry business today. Our poultry assets are one of those other pictures that, or formerly one of those other pictures that Mr. Hutt showed today. But when we were approached with this opportunity, it was shrouded in secrecy, so we didn't really completely understand it, and we point blank said, no thank you. And I quickly learned that no was really not a viable answer, because we then began to peel back the layers. And once the layers of this opportunity began to be peeled back, we realized that it was the poultry industry, it was feed milling, it represented our family values, and it represented the beginnings of our family business on Delmarva. So all the stars seemed to line up perfectly, and we're very happy and supportive of this opportunity. So thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in favor? Going once, twice. All right, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 2003 KAR Farming Company LLC? All right, Mr. Phillips, we hear you loud and clear. We appreciate that. Operator, is there anyone else standing by? We kind of have to do that just to make sure it's working. All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, commissioners, any further questions, comments?
Thank you.
I just have one, and I don't want to let Mr. Hutt down. As he pointed out a few minutes ago, it is important for us to remember that this is a change of zone application, and that once a change of zone is granted, then anything that is permitted under that zoning category can be done. Now, this is an HI zoning, so it's a heavy industrial HI1 district. We do have someone, I see that there is someone here who can maybe answer a couple of questions about the general situation with HI zoning, and I'm going to put him on the spot because he's a person known to me. But Mr. Poff, would you mind coming up and answering just a couple of questions about the situation with HI zoning in Sussex County? And the one question that I want to ask you is there anywhere in Sussex County an HI1 zone of 167 acres that is vacant that where these folks could go?
No.
And how much HI1 zoning do we even have in Sussex County right now?
Very little.
Very little. So this is the situation that we've discussed before. Thank you, by the way. You're welcome to sit down. That's
okay,
all.
Thank you.
I wanted, Mr. Poff is the Director of Economic Development in Sussex County, and I just wanted somebody other than me to put that on the record, because I think it's important. I don't think there's any doubt that if this gets approved, this is how this property is going to be used. But even if something, wildly out of the ordinary happened, the fact is that there just isn't much of this type of zoning in Sussex County. But we do have to be sensitive to the fact that it is a change of zone, and anything in that zone could go there. But we certainly appreciate you know, the presentation that's been made. And before we close the public hearing, I just want to remind you that we have several hearings after this, and there are many of you here for this particular one. And when we close the public hearing, you're all going to want to get up, and naturally you're going to want to get up and you're going to want to start talking. I'm going to tell you, we're fine with the getting up and leaving part, but I would really appreciate it if you would not talk. If you would just go ahead and exit the room. You're welcome to stay with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision. Or you can certainly call the office in the morning. And with that, we'll close the public hearing. Thank you.